This podcast is brought to you in part by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Whether you're buying or selling a home, condo, or any type of property, trust Amanda to help match you with up to three top agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Hey, rock stars. From Washington, D.C., this is the Rock and the Money Podcast, episode 131. Time to talk about saving, investing, and protecting all of those hard-earned monies. We're here to coach you along your path to retirement and financial independence. That's fire, Amanda. I'm Craig, your certified master financial coach. Along with Amanda, she is a corporate in-house lawyer and real estate referral agent. We're grateful you've joined us. Check us out at Facebook at facebook.com/rockonthemoney or the website at rockonthemoney.com. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm great.
You're great.
I'm like in a great mood.
Oh, okay.
Great. Everything's going well. Talk to me.
So I volunteer for an English Bulldog rescue, and we actually have, we're respite fostering this weekend for another bulldog. So I've got now a friend in the house for Roscoe, but she is very sick, going through heartworm treatment. So the little public service announcement, if you have dogs, cats, whatever, make sure you're giving them preventative heartworm medication because the treatment is really, really serious and awful.
So how do you keep Roscoe from getting heartworm? Don't you have to be careful?
Oh, it's not contagious, but yeah, it's not contagious between animals. They get them by mosquitoes.
Oh, they can't get it from like the poop in the yard or anything like that? Or
no.
Well, I guess you clean them up.
Yeah, plus the worms aren't in their digestive tract. They're in their hearts.
Wait a minute. You're in Florida.
Yeah.
So the other day they released, I know this is totally not money related, but they released these new type of mosquitoes that they manufactured in a lab.
Okay.
And they're supposed to kill the bad mosquitoes. Okay. Isn't that weird?
Well, I don't think it matters which mosquito because they get it from sucking the blood of other animals, so or whatever.
Sucking the blood. Hey, we got six.
But anyway, make sure you're spending and budgeting for your pets to do monthly prevention medications. That you know they are important. You definitely don't want the heartworm treatment is extremely expensive, and you have to keep your dog in extreme rest, is what they call it, for a couple of months while they go through treatment because they can't have their heart rate go up. Otherwise, they might get a blood clot and die.
Holy crap.
Yeah, serious.
How's Roscoe handling another dog?
He's good. Yeah, they ignore each other.
She's
in her own room, in her own quiet space with a bed most of the time because, okay, you know, we're keeping her heart rate very low, but she gets cuddle time.
Okay.
Small doses, yeah.
Hey, we have six questions.
Also, second public service announcement, make sure you're looking at your local rescues and adopting if you are in the market for a new dog.
Spay and neuter your pets, too.
Yes.
Bob Barker.
Okay. Question one, do you suggest contributing to both 401k and Roth IRA? So, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. There's a multi-answer to that, though. And if you want to be tactical, remember, the number one reason people don't have money in retirement is they don't put money in. But if we want to be technical on how to properly do this, there's actually kind of two. There might be a third answer, Amanda. Number one, let's say you're with a smaller company and they have a 401k. And typically, smaller employers don't have good 401k plans. But they have a company match. Mm-hmm. You want to do up to the match and get that because all the other stuff in that plan sucks and nobody turns down free money. Every order of investing out there, people disagree on different things, but they have one thing in common for number one. You always take the free money first.
Right.
Get the free money. Then go open your Roth IRA and fund that until you max it out. Then come back to the 401k. So that would be one thing. The next method of doing this is max your 401k at your employer first. If you're with a bigger company with a great 401k plan, max that out and then go do a Roth IRA after that.
So yeah, and assuming you're in baby step, what?
Four.
Four, yes. Four. So you've got all of your debt paid off and you have a fully funded 3 to 6 month emergency fund. Only then do you start contributing to your retirement plans. And good then point. 15%.
Good point. And that's the very income. Basics of which order you should do. I mean, yeah, you could get in the weeds, but very basic. That is the basic two ways of doing that. So, right. But the answer is yes, do both, because you're not supposed to be doing Dogecoin or Bitcoin until you max out both of these first. You got to do the foundation first. I know it's tempting. Don't do that. Do your foundation first. There you go. And you know what? They have Bitcoin funds if you want to do that within your IRA if you want. So that's up to you. But do it in there. Next question, Amanda. Can you read this
one? Yeah, sure. Any suggestions on how one can get out of a $34,000 job and into one that pays more? One appears to still be on track to hit the everyday millionaire status within a reasonable time frame. It would be nice to be able to do some things in the meantime.
I guess some extra money. I think they just want more money to make sure they hit everyday millionaire status.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's really hard to give suggestions there because everyone's particular circumstances are different. You know, it depends on your educational background, the field of work that you're in, what the opportunities are in that field, whether you have the ability to take on a second income, you know, all of those things factor in.
Yeah. And are you willing to do it? Here's right. One thing I do every day, Amanda. I'm always learning every day. I always find YouTube videos that can learn from someone else and get ideas. I'm always working on that sort of thing. So all you got to do is more training. Increase your job, your skills. You don't have to have mm-hmm. a degree. You don't have to have an associate's degree and this stuff. Just get some skills out there that are marketable out there. Many jobs don't require any of that nonsense. You mm-hmm. just have to have the skills and prove it. And you could do it all, even on your own. You know how many people are currently on Fiverr, Amanda,
yeah.
that have learned yeah. a skill like video editing, this, that, voiceover stuff. And they're making a great living on Fiverr. Fiverr.com.
Yes. Yes. Please use it because I actually do have stock in Fiverr.
There you go. And that's disclosure. Just not good. And I used to sell voiceovers on there when my voice mm-hmm. didn't sound like this. I made some good money on there. So
yeah,
you can find it. I mean, there are lots of things you can do on your own. A lot of people are independent contractors now out there, but you got to learn the skill. You got to turn off the Netflix. Stop watching sports. You need to just, if you have downtime, learn something every day. And there's right. no excuse, Amanda. YouTube has so much on there. And once you find the reputable people you can learn something from, I subscribe to them. There's certain people I watch every day. If they go live, I watch them because they discuss mm-hmm. things that help me improve what I work on. It's amazing yeah. some of the people out there.
And, so YouTube, Udemy is another area to learn
amazing.
About. The other way to increase your income is see if there's a path for you to get a pay increase where you currently are.
Right.
You know, have you tried to negotiate an increase? Have you worked with your employer or your boss to see what that path looks like to earn an increase? That might be a good place to start as well.
It really comes down to the person. Mm-hmm.
Everyone's circumstances are different.
It just doesn't happen. No one's going to come up here and say, hey, here's a $50,000 job. No, you have to make it happen. So you got to get rid of all these things that do not get you anywhere, like watching Netflix and all that. And, you know, as Gary Vaynerchuk says, Gary V, you work all day. And what are you doing between 6 p.m. and 1 a.m.? What are you doing with that time?
Half that time I'm going to bed and going to sleep.
Well, yeah, I know. But I mean, when you're trying to go further you want to be the entrepreneur or you want to better yourself, what are you doing in that evening time? Are you sitting down mm-hmm. watching TV or are you learning a class on you? By the way, Udemy is great. I bought a lot of courses on there, udemy.com. And there's courses about everything on there. And I love those
books
as well.
That you can get all over the place. You know, I went to graduate school, got my master's degree part time while I was working full time. I did law school at night when I was working full time. You know, you can pay your way through some of these other programs that also will put you in a position to look for a higher paying job.
All right. Question number three is a rental property. You're the rental property expert.
Okay.
I think I already know the answer to this, but I want to buy a rental property. I am 19 years old and a college student, and I will graduate in 2024. My school is paid for by my parents. He says he's super grateful for that. You should be, by the way.
Yeah.
That has helped. That sets this person up so much by not having college debt. I currently have $12,000 in a taxable brokerage account and $9,000 in IRA and $15,000 in savings checking. Holy crap.
Wow.
This is a 19-year-old, Amanda. I was looking at an around $50,000 to $60,000 move-in ready where I could purchase and put up for rent very shortly after. I would probably put around $10,000 down. I have a steady full-time job in the summer and part-time during the school months.
Okay.
Wow. First of all, crazy.
I would love to know where he's finding a $50,000 to $60,000 move-in ready place to
That's
buy.
What I was thinking.
I think hundreds of thousands of other people out there would like to know.
Especially this time. People are listening to it. This is May 2021 when everything is through the roof.
Yeah.
So I don't know where.
I don't think that's a realistic expectation, number one. I do like that this individual is a go-getter and seems to be very financially responsible. So that's great. I don't see any problem with having a goal to buy a rental property with the idea of putting 20% down, which if they're doing $50,000, $10,000 is about right, except it would be more than that because you also have to pay for a number of closing costs. So that is a thought I have. The other one is don't touch your IRA. Leave that retirement money alone. That should not be where you're pulling any money to do the down payment. Sounds like you would be pulling from your savings and checking account because you do have $15,000 there. But number one, work with a reputable real estate agent. Again, I can certainly help connect you with one at choicerealtyconnect.com and put your information there. And don't be discouraged if you put in some offers and don't get something right away. Just be patient. The right deal will come to you. And you want to make sure, again, for investing, you make your money at the purchase, at the time of purchase. So don't overpay just because you're eager to get into an investment property.
It sounds like what you're saying, you really emphasize that one part. Probably the most common mistake made when people jump into rentals is that first purchase in paying too much.
Because they're over eager and they're like, yes, I need to get in. I'll pay whatever just to get my property. And you just have to be patient and look for an actual deal. Make sure you're running the numbers ahead of time. You're factoring, you have a budget ahead of time for any purchase price, factoring in what the management costs are going to be, putting money away for capital expenditures like roof replacements and everything. You should be putting a percentage away every month for that. Paying the other regular expenses like mortgage, insurance, and taxes. You'll be surprised how much lower you need your purchase price to be in order to actually turn a profit on a rental.
And some of these radio guys like Dave Ramsey, Clark Howard, all of them have a lot of rental properties and they've all said the same thing. Whether you like Ramsey or not, other radio guys that do financial and have rentals, they have all said the money is made at the purchase, not afterwards.
Right.
They say it should be at least, I don't know what you heard, but 85% of the actual going rate for that property. 85 is the goal.
And that's going to be hard to find in this market. So you may actually have to wait until there's a downturn in the market.
It is way too hot right now. Everybody's overbidding everything. And that's a whole different discussion.
But that's not to say there aren't deals out there. Right. You just might have a hard time finding something that's move-in ready in that area. Yeah.
You may have to do some work and put money into it.
But again, work with a reputable real estate agent because they're getting really creative right now, finding things that either aren't on the market yet, have been on the market for a very long time, but they're in a neighborhood that people aren't regularly searching for that price range. So there are tricks to finding those deals and you're going to want an agent to help you with that. And as a buyer, you don't pay for the real estate agent's commission fee. The seller pays that. So,
and you can,
and again,
help
the referral service that I provide is completely free. There's no fee for that.
they will not see any increase whatsoever, whether they use you or not. There's no difference, correct? It's all free.
Correct.
There you go.
It's a free referral and you don't pay for your agent. So
but you get the best agent.
You get the best agent and someone who's got experience and can help you. So I mean, it's a win-win. There's no downside.
You mean not my aunt or my friend down the street who does that on weekends?
Who just got their real estate license because there's a pandemic and they had time on their hands. Yeah, I don't recommend that.
Yeah, everybody stay away from them. Get a professional. And let's hear more about that in this commercial break. It's not really a commercial, but it's for you. Hey, we'll be back right after this with three more questions. You're listening to Rock on the Money.
There, rock stars. Amanda here with ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Are you about to sell your home or excited to buy your first or next home? I'll be honored to help you find an expert to work with you in your local area. At ChoiceRealtyConnect.com, I'll help match you with up to three qualified licensed agents that specialize in your specific market. Choice Realty Connect serves every zip code in all 50 states with a network of 15,000 top-rated agents that are ranked within the top 5% for sales. Whether you're selling or looking for a condo, new construction, retreat, vacation property, or you're a first-time home buyer, let me connect you with the perfect top agent today. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. The choice is yours.
Amanda Braun is a Florida licensed real estate with a brokerage, Realty Connect.
Rockland, USA.
Welcome back to Rock on the Money with Amanda and Craig. Check facebook.com/rockonthemoney. Like that page. Follow that page. Click the follow. Click the bell.
Please. Click the bell. We are pandering to you. Please.
Yeah, I need 10,000 followers. Not fake followers. I need real followers. 10,000.
How many do we have right now?
Three.
No, we have more than seven. Three.
No, we have like 7,000 in the group, but only 3,000 follow the page, which doesn't make sense. That drives me nuts. We could easily have 10,000 if I can get them to follow, but they're not doing that. I'm going to kick them all out. All right. Question number four. Not really. I'm not doing it. Hey, when do you feel like you are ready to retire? In this day and age, I feel like even if you've reached everyday millionaire status, you will not be able to retire if you still have mortgage left. Your funds are mostly tied in your home equity or 401k.
Yes, 100% right.
Correct.
If you still have a mortgage left, I don't think you're ready to retire. Again, you should be completely debt-free by the time you enter retirement. Because again, you're most likely not going to replace your current income 100%. So you need to make sure you're budgeting for that. So my advice is to be completely debt-free before you get to retirement. And then everyday millionaire status, I agree. I don't think $1 million is enough, because for every $1 million you have, if you're doing the 4% drawdown, that's only $40,000 per year, which for a number of people, that's great. I would feel more comfortable knowing that there was more available.
Yeah. And they were asking how... do you feel like you're ready to retire? You have to figure out that number.
Yeah.
We always talk about that number. It's not 65. It's not age 70 or 60. It's a number. If you don't have the money, based on what you just said, Amanda, if you need, let's say $60,000 a year to survive, to live,
you need $1.5 million.
There you go. So you need to know what you need, where you're going to live. Sometimes all it is just leave where you live now to an area that has a lower cost of living, where houses are half the same size house, Amanda, could be half the cost. And then
you really need to figure out what do you need per year in income? And again, remember take home pay versus, the actual gross drawdown may be different depending on whether you contributed Roth or traditional.
And if you get rid of that mortgage, you're supposed to only have a mortgage payment of 25 to 35% of your income. So if it's over that, well, it's already hurting your budget, but if you can eliminate that one portion, your cost of living is way down right there. That's a huge chunk, Amanda.
Yeah.
You need to be debt-free before you retire and have your money in the bank. That's how you come up with your number.
Yeah.
I know people panic when they hear that millionaire thing. They're like, what do you mean a million is not enough? Think about it. Question number five. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Currently making $53,000 salary working for a nonprofit and around $20,000 in side hustles.
Wow.
I'm curious on how to become an everyday millionaire who have a salary close to mine and how they became a millionaire.
Sounds like they're doing it, Amanda.
Yeah, well, so they have the income to do it. The other half of that equation is how much are you saving from that? Are you spending your entire salary and your side hustle money? That's going to be really difficult to reach millionaire status.
Yeah.
Are you saving, 15% at a minimum? We actually save more than 50% of our income every month because we keep our expenses as low as possible.
And you're basically debt-free. I mean, you have a rental property you've talked about, but other than that, you can save 50% because you're debt-free.
Yeah. We have mortgage debts, but that is it.
Right. So if you don't have these other costs, like a vehicle payment of $500 a month, that money is getting dumped into savings and you're investing it. You get at least 8 to 12%, at least, even though we do better than that.
not this year. I'm not.
Nah, it's been... That's a whole different conversation. But
it depends what week you ask me. Sometimes I'm way up and sometimes I'm not up.
Am I not cautious when I always message you. We don't talk about weekends. I'm like, all right, how's the market doing? Does she give me a good mood or not? she always comes back with, I'm living a better. Yeah, we watch everything like a hawk.
I try not to because, I'm not touching it. So I watch it, but I don't make any moves based on it. I just kind of like to keep an eye on it and see if I'm losing or winning each day.
With that income, they said 53,000 and then 20,000 in side hustles.
Yeah, that's a really decent income.
You can be a millionaire
income.
With that money. Let's say you live on 53.
You're much higher above the median income here in the United States. So you're doing really well in terms of income. It's certainly possible for you to reach millionaire status. And you'll be surprised how quickly that happens if you really put your mind to it.
And
so
we all know what their budget is.
Completely out of debt, have an emergency fund, and then start putting money away as much as possible. With which you do that will impact the speed with which you reach that goal.
Yeah. Stop buying stupid things that you don't need, like flashy cars and all that. If they lived off the 53 and invested the 20, you know how quick they could get that up there? Try and get your side hustles even higher.
The first 100,000 takes a while.
Yeah, it's a grind.
But after that, it'll grow faster.
Because then it starts doubling and doubling and doubling. It's still, to this day, we've said this a million times, it boggles my mind. I just don't know how it happened, but it does.
Yeah.
Number six, hey y'all, and that's what they said. I'm a college student looking for a new checking account. I'm planning on keeping my savings at a local credit union, but wanting to find a bank with a good checking account. Any recommendations would help.
Yeah, I'm wondering why they don't do the checking account at the credit union. Generally, the credit unions have some of the best options in terms of checking accounts.
Yeah, they do. I'm with PenFed still. Even though I have an online, I still keep my PenFed. Which is almost like an online. Pentagon Federal is what it's called. But they have great deals.
I mean, a checking account is a liquid type account. You're not looking for interest or anything like that on it. Yeah. What you're looking for is to make sure you're not paying fees each month. So my criteria is it has to be a free checking account. And sometimes that requires you to have your paychecks direct deposited. If you have a regular income and meet that threshold, then that's going to be a lot easier to find that. Since you're a student, though, a lot of credit unions offer free checking for students. So your options are probably much broader in that regard as well. So, I mean, stick with the local credit union if that's where you have your savings and you're comfortable. Most likely, they have a great option for you.
Regular banks don't like credit unions because credit unions don't have to follow the same rules as the bank. So they actually have better programs. So yeah, banks do not like them. They've been trying to get rid of them for a while, but I love credit unions.
They have. So even if that hadn't been the question, that would have been my recommendation, is check with your local credit union.
No, it's great. And then of course you have your online ones you like. You have Marcus by Goldman Sachs.
I don't know anything about their checking accounts, though.
Oh, that's true. That's true. I'm surprised they're a college student looking at regular banks instead of, usually younger people are the ones that are more apt to use online stuff.
Yeah.
So I think because they're with the credit union, they just like that. If you like that, just stay with them. But if it's a regular bank, we don't like regular banks.
And don't get sucked in by these offers of $300 if you open a checking account with us, unless it meets your other criteria.
Right. Yeah, these companies.
Because $300 up front is great, but if you're paying a monthly fee of $25 to keep an account open, then within within a year, you're going to pay them $300.
And a lot of these college campuses, which people are going to be returning to this fall, these companies come on there and harp all kinds of things, credit cards.
Yeah,
every product
and they'll have
out
all
there.
Sorts of deals for signing up with them, but don't fall for it. Don't be distracted by the flashy offers. Make sure that you're looking at what the long-term criteria is.
There you go. All right, that was a great episode. Thank you so much, Amanda.
Yeah, my pleasure.
You can find Amanda on Instagram and Twitter at Agile Amanda, and you can find me on all of your favorite social media platforms at Rockland USA. Don't forget to check out the website and subscribe to the podcast. All the links are right there on the front page, rockonthemoney.com. Please subscribe and leave comments to our podcast on Apple, Google, Spotify, or even your favorite app that you got right there on your phone. Those help us out a lot. If you're ever looking for a specific topic or content that we've produced over time, just go to the website and in the search bar, just type in your topic, be it 401k, stimulus check, or anything, and everything comes right up for you. We have so much gratitude that you've taken the time out of your day to listen to our podcast while you're walking, driving, traveling, or whatever you're doing. Please send us an email. Let us know how you're doing out there. podcast@rocklandusa.com. So long, everybody. Thank you very much again. We'll see you again next time. America's Rockland USA. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.